Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a long day. I had a great day. Good morning, by the way. It's such a great day, and it was so active, and I won't bore anybody with my schedule yesterday that I actually fell asleep at 8:15 last night, and I got up. I stayed in bed, and normally I could fall back to sleep, but I kept thinking, who won the caucus in Iowa? Who won? I hung around till 2:45 in the morning. I got up and was not too surprised to see that Ted Cruz won it. I think what surprised me and a lot of people was the strong finish by Marco Rubio. Now, I'm not coming to any conclusions that this vaults him into the position of a broken convention, if necessary. I mean, he just finished right behind Trump. And he surprised a lot of people. I'm not sure he surprised himself. And Hillary and Bernie went right down to the wire. In one way, it was exciting in the sense that Bernie presents a challenge to Hillary. And the other one, he's not going to be in this for a long way. What's going to happen after New Hampshire when Bernie blows Hillary away and then heads down to the rest of the trail heading through South Carolina, et cetera. But it shows that there are two populist sentiments going on in this country. One is I think middle America, although I can quiz that too, because this race is such an anomaly. It's hard to figure out when you have, and you know, I'm cooling off a little bit on Trump. Not much. I'll still be satisfied if he's the nominee, rather than the bunch of rhinos down there. But it's still Ted Cruz is still my guy. I don't think he can win it, but it's really, really puzzling. So we have a strong populist, nationalistic movement, and on one side with Trump, and on the other side you've got a frightening movement in terms of sentiment where Hillary doesn't know how to react because Bernie Sanders is to the left of her. And how do you get to the left of Bernie Sanders? I mean, how do you get to the left of a socialist, of a communist? So it's kind of a conundrum for Hillary. And you've got this strong movement mostly amongst the youth of America. So there's some really interesting trends going on in this country, and I think in my physical prime I would have felt the strenuous aspect of it. But, you know, the prize is so big. You know, that part at the end of the rainbow, that attraction to be the President of the United States, the top job in the world, and at least it was until the jerk in office got it. And, I mean, I would like to restore some respect for the presidency. and Hillary won't dignify the presidency. Trump is, you know, a smart businessman and an entertainer and a bully and at times I think a buffoon. See, so people who say, oh, you're blindly following Trump. I'm trying to think who I said this to yesterday. It's a choice. You have a choice. Do you want Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Let's simplify this. How could you take Hillary over Donald Trump? If you're a typical member of the establishment, you'd want any of the Republican candidates over Hillary. But I have to go with the Republican. I mean, I hope it's Cruz. And it's not over yet, but I want to see what Donald Trump does to implode with some of his nonsense. And, of course, former governor of Virginia pulled out Mark Mallory. I mean, my God, what was he doing in there in the first place? Got a little name recognition right now. And Mike Huckabee respectfully withdrew from the race. And, you know, you just can't recapture the moment. You know how they say in life, and I always say it, seize upon the moment. Well, Mike Huckabee had his chance last time around, and so did Rick Santorum, but they're now history. And it doesn't matter whether Santorum pulls out, the next will probably be Santorum. And then you've got, you got Jeb Bush, really another a disappointing performance. And, he's spending less and less money. I saw the amount of money being invested. So as the race narrows, and this is the interesting part of it, as candidates begin to drop out, and I think you'll see some drop out after New Hampshire, as it narrows and the field becomes smaller for the Republicans, then you get more of a distribution to other people. So whose followers will go to Cruz, whose followers will go to Trump, and let's say whose followers will go to Rubio. And this is one of the strange aspects of it that I found difficult to fathom why Donald Trump would trash Ted Cruz, because a lot of his evangelical following are lost, even though Cruz is still in the race. They're saying, you know, I can't support Trump. He's trashing another evangelical. But that's Donald Trump's strategy, and I believe at some point that he's going to have to sit down with his advisors to keep the lid on, because his personality, although it's been an asset to outmaneuver everybody, could also end up being his liability. And now when you look at New Hampshire coming up, South Carolina, Nevada, the Super Sunday down there, I don't know, it's March 18th, you're going to have to redefine what your strategy is, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, Hillary's strategy is to stay away from an indictment and stay out of jail, which you can't control. Bernie Sanders can't win this. He's making a statement. He can't win it. Hillary knows it. We all know it, that the only way to get Hillary out of this is with an indictment. And, of course, every Republican is saying, oh, boy, would I love to go up against Hillary. Well, as much as Hillary is a despicable blot on the map for the United States of America, she is, when I say an adept liar, I don't want to give her too much credit. I mean, I can see through just about all of the lies. And thankfully, and I don't want to be crass here, thankfully she survived that sniper in Bosnia, that sniper attack, just like Brian Williams survived the fire on his plane. What just amazes me is the fact that we as a country don't really seem to care about values anymore. I don't mean everybody. I mean, I certainly don't. But how long has it been since blatant lying has become acceptable? I mean, Obama made it fashionable, and he does every single day in office now. I mean, I just was checking out more lies. But I don't want to end up going down that road, because Obama is, in one way, is history. Trump, also guilty of, let's just say, great exaggeration, but now he'll come under the microscope if he advances further. Right now, he's got to bludgeon his opponents who are left, and right now those two are Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. After he does that, And then he goes on the attack on Hillary. Then his personal life will be under scrutiny. Adulterous affairs, no doubt. And I don't condone it for anybody, but let me talk as a hard, cold pragmatist here. It's not about me. And I don't feel I have to confess this, but I feel I will, because if I go to the root of this conversation, it'll sound like I'm approving certain things and not approving others. So just for the record, for whatever it's worth, I've never cheated on my wife. So now I want to clarify. Now I can follow up on that statement by saying, and I'm not saying I'm holier than thou. I've often said, I'm human like anybody else. What would I do if I had a rotten marriage? So I'm not taking this from a principal point of view, but I know what I'd do if I were running for office, and I wouldn't get involved in this kind of stuff. Although maybe the values have changed, because Hillary Clinton is a downright no-good liar. And here she is, as the candidate for the Democrat Party. And how much can Trump go after her? You know, can talk about his bankruptcies, his adulterous affairs, his bombastic and unruly behavior. It's all true. Is it worth it for me to vote for Trump? Certainly over Hillary, but is it worth my support and admiration of Donald Trump when I'm sitting here thinking he'll put up the wall and solve the immigration problem? Then you look back on his record of being pretty liberal in past years, and I can understand his bonding with Hillary and others. I know what that's like, so you can promote him as a businessman. This is really a study study of the books for the psychologist department of any university.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from. And once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, I'll be getting back to the analysis of the last night's Iowa caucus, but in the interim here, let me introduce Dr. Stephen Huff. It's spelled H-O-U-G-H, Stephen W. Huff. He has a book out that's just reaching the market, a very profound book available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. The name of it is The Heart of Giving. And it's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, TatePublishing.com. Dr. Huff, it's a pleasure to have you on. The name of the book is The Heart of Giving, Discovering the Freedom of Giving Through Grace. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And what's the basic, tell us about, what is the basic theme and message of this book, and why did you write it?
Well, the heart of giving is really rediscovering the basic heart of God as we look at how we give to the church or to anything. I grew up in the church, and I learned about how the church was teaching on giving, in particular about tithing. People might have heard about tithing, and I even taught on tithing. And one day somebody made the comment that tithing was illegal for the church, and I thought that was a strange statement because I knew what the Bible said, and but that statement kept stirring in me, so I decided I better investigate that a little bit more. And as I did, I really started to uncover the truth of what God's heart was for how we give, and it's not to give to get something back, but it's just giving out of the pureness of our heart. And so as I started researching in the Bible and with other things, I shared this with a friend of mine and who is a pastor, and I asked him, I said, look at this with me and see if this is really true. And as he looked at it, he came back a couple weeks later, and he was just really excited because he was freed up from any kind of legalistic bondage of giving and realized what God's heart was for us to give freely as we purpose in our heart. And he told me I should write a book about it. And I thought, well, I'm an orthodontist. I don't really write books. I've written some papers and things, but I ended up struggling with this. And I asked God. I said, well, if this is true, and if you want me to write a book about this, you're gonna have to show me somehow to do this. And so, back in 2008, 2009, I basically just said, I'm gonna quit marketing my practice, and I said, God, if this is something you want me to do, you're just going to have to show me. And so we know that in 2009, of course, the market crashed, and most orthodontic practices experienced about an average of 10% decrease in their practice revenues. And I really just sat back and did what I was doing, taking care of people, but not marketing my practice, and I realized that my practice increased by 30% that year. And so I really just acknowledge the fact that God was showing me that I needed to do something about this book. And so over the past several years, I've been researching the truth and what the Bible says about giving and the real meanings of some of the things that have been misunderstood with some of the teachings today in the Bible. And so this book really, I think, hits the heart of God, that comes from his heart, about how we all stand in grace, and as we come to know him, that he gives freely to us, and that we can give freely back to those that are in need, and not only to the church, but also to, you know, the poor and the people that are in need as well. And that's what I think the heart of this book captures.
All right, very well articulated. I'd like to play devil's advocate, if you don't mind.
Please do. Yeah.
Used to be standard, and I'm standing aside from this. I have no position on this whatsoever.
Right.
It used to be, I guess, a standard donation you'd give to the church is 10%. And we're looking right now at what I think is a transformation of values from religious to secular, certainly in many aspects of our culture. I personally don't like it, because I think people should practice their own religion, have their own beliefs, but I think it adds a strength of value to our culture, regardless of what they do. But people are giving less, Dr. Huff, and one of the reasons is this perception that the church has turned into a commercial enterprise. And also, with everything we've heard about all the scandals in the church, I hear people say, I'm just not giving anything anymore. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I think that actually what the church has been teaching is probably about giving is probably the biggest thing that turned people away from the church. As I've talked to a number of people, especially younger people, their comment is, well, all the church wants is my money, because they come at it, the church teaches that it's an obligation that we have to give, and they use certain scriptures to say that if we give, we're going to get blessed, and if we don't give, we're going to get cursed or somehow not going to get God's blessing. But that's really not what the Bible teaches us at all, and the scriptures that are used are taken out of context. And that's really what turned my heart, is, you know, in some of the scriptures that talk about giving 10%, God wasn't talking about giving money at all. And in the book, it gets into the details of how those scriptures first are misunderstood, but then going into the understanding of what the words mean and in the context, it really shows what God's heart is with giving. But I think it's turned a lot of people away from the church, unfortunately. And I think if people can grab what the true heart of God is as far as giving, that they can be open to, you know, either holding on to the importance of giving, but also just kind of see the true nature of God as well.
How about overcoming the feelings of cynicism? There's a lot of it. This is kind of a spinoff from my last question here. And rediscovering the importance of rapture, of religion, of spirituality. I see in our culture that a lot of this is declining in terms of what we should do. How do people go about rediscovering their belief in God and their dedication to the church?
That's a great question. I think what I've seen, in many circles, there's a reawakening of the understanding of what God's grace is. And we don't, in my experience, and I think as the Bible says, we don't have a God out there that's just trying to judge us. But he has come to us to try to regain a relationship with us. And I think if we can get past the understanding or thinking that God is just out there judging us, and see how much he loves us and how much he cares for us, then that overwhelming grace can overcome our hearts, and then it opens our eyes to see really who he is. And I think it really comes down to relationship. That's why I believe he came back to us, and he wanted to have a relationship with us. But we've kind of put a lot of religious views and values in the way for that.
All right, I've so well spoken, Dr. Stephen W. Huff, and the name of the book is The Heart of Giving. It's published by Tate Publishing, and thanks for your perspective on things. It's great to have you on today.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. Have a good day.
All right, you too. This is Stu Taylor. I'll be be back with more analysis on the caucus.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we resume, and I'm just experiencing some kind of introspective analysis in terms of what happened last night, why it was done, and the questions keep coming up, different questions like, did Trump make a mistake by snubbing the last debate and moving on to his own enterprise of benefiting wounded warriors now? I heard, I mean, it was a good move in the sense that, when you think about Wounded Warrior, I mean, I've said this on air. I have to change the station. I mean, I've seen it so many times. It's so heartbreaking and so compelling. These poor soldiers who come back from battle and missing out limbs and get PTSD and they're shaking and they got their, in so many of these ads, they got their poor little kids who are tending to them, and it breaks my heart. Now, I just did an interview with a gentleman, a decent gentleman, and I talked about how much people should give to the church, and it's a subjective thing. It's like, I don't know, is it like leaving a tip in a restaurant? I generally leave a standard tip, and it's, I think it's a very fair and good tip, and it just seems like almost everyone who waits on me is nice, or maybe I'm so nice that I just perceive it that way. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I heard that Trump gave out of his own pocket to Wounded Warriors, and talking about raising $6 million, and he got his millionaire friends in there, and all that's great. You know, it's like, I heard he gave $56,000, which is, you know, like a penny for the rest of us. Now, I'm sure he gives a lot to charity, and I've heard the stories about how some woman stopped on the road to help him when his limo broke down, and he ended up paying off her mortgage. And there are always those stories, and it's difficult being on the outside and not on the inside to understand what the true essence of a person is. And I'm not going that route with these candidates, because if you're in politics, you know, I have to tell you, just not a perfect person. And I want to tell you, in recent years, I think that the two most perfect candidates, and it's just my perception, I can't quantify this, Ronald Reagan and Mitt Romney. Now, you know, maybe you don't know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, how vicious the left is in this country, and I'm going to demonstrate that in a moment. They would have crucified, if I can use that term, Mitt Romney, if they could have. Now, Romney did some stupid things by his house in California and building a garage in it. And, you know, I would have said, well, I did this for my wife because she's got MS. I think that's what she has, MS or lupus, I'm not sure. And he didn't say it. Now, he went ahead and did it during a campaign. He wasn't a great politician, but they couldn't uncover anything. Yeah, he cut off some kid's hair as a prank in college, and he had his dog ride on the roof of his car. I mean, the left-wing media couldn't find anything. Oh, and he had his binder of women. I mean, why is that insulting to find the most qualified people? I don't care. The most qualified person can be a man. It can be a woman. It doesn't make any difference. Now, I'm prejudiced. When I had my business, if it was a choice between hiring a male and a female, both of equal capacity, I always hired the woman. I just had a sense that they were more dedicated. And, yeah, I'm biased. I've got a beautiful wife and two beautiful daughters. So, yeah, I'm biased, all right? But I'm not a I'm not biased in favor of Women's Lib is on now or these radical organizations, but I'm irate when I hear that women make, as they did in Hillary's campaign or in Hillary's staff, 77 cents on the dollar. And I think there should be equal pay for equal ability. And I know that there's bias from the business community, and I know, and here you got a conservative talking about it, that it isn't right that women should be paid equally. And if you can hear some emotion, you're hearing it. And then you hear about the abuses of women being in positions of power, like our lovely First Lady. I try not to talk about her because I just have to maintain a sense of decorum on this show. I'm hesitating for a minute because I don't want to say anything I'll regret about Michelle Obama. Do you know that as I think about it here, and then I'm going to get to the Today Show. Laurie, if I forget, remind me to get to the Today Show because I don't write things down here. I just do them. Probably a bad sign for a radio talk show host.
I'll remember for you.
Yeah, remember, have me talk about those two despicable people, Savannah Guthrie and Matt Lauer. I can't stand either one of them, and you can throw Al Roker in there, too. I hate them. Should I be this vocal? I can't stand them. But do you know that that the first ladies in the past, and I'm not going to go up and down the line, and I read how many members of their staff they had and that they paid, and, you know, it was very, very humble for just about all of them. Even Rosalind Carter, and, you know, I couldn't stand Jimmy Carter. I thought Rosalind Carter, I think she's a lovely lady. I think most of the first ladies are lovely ladies, and they kept their staff down. Maybe one, two, three, or four. Do you know how many people? Would you like to know, Laurie? I want you to take a guess. How many people that Michelle Obama has on her personal staff doing her biding? You want to take a guess?
How many people?
Yeah.
12?
26.
Oh.
The payroll is millions of dollars, all to serve the almighty Michelle Obama. You won't hear any of that. You're just not going to hear any of that because of somebody or a group of people whom I hate, and I'm a member of it, but I'm just like taking a different slant. You can say what you want about me. Worse than our politicians, the worst is our left-wing radical media. I hate them I should keep using that word. I can't stand them. I can't stand them for what they're doing to the American public, the naive American public who's not as educated as you, Laurie, or as I am, in terms of just having some basic instincts and information on whom to vote for. Let me give you a classic example, and I give you 1,000 of these examples. I'm getting too worked up here because I'm so angry. Hillary Clinton comes on with those despicable co-hosts, Matt Lauer, who makes $25 million a year, and I understand he renegotiated his contract if they gave him a private limo to go back and forth from Connecticut. I mean, this whole thing is just... And Savannah Guthrie, she's bright, she's attractive, she's an attorney. She is despicable. Despicable person. So why? This is a buildup. You can call it a tease. I don't mean it as a tease. They have Hillary Clinton on as a guest. Not one question about her emails. Just how do you think Iowa will turn out? All softball questions. You know, like Andrea Mitchell, who's been a guest on this show, and I showed respect to Andrea Mitchell. I mean, I don't know how she could worship Hillary Clinton any more than she does. This hero worship. It's inexcusable. I mean, I don't think anybody on this show has heard me worship Ted Cruz. I have tremendous respect for Ted Cruz, and I'd be happy to discuss his liabilities at any time. So Hillary comes on with Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie. Not one tough question. Nothing about the emails. Sarah Palin comes on. You can say what you want about Sarah Palin. I was furious when John McCain brought her in as his vice presidential potential nominee. I love Sarah Palin's message. but I'm not a real. The only reason I'm predisposed positively toward her is because she, you know, she takes up the righteous front for the conservative right, and there's fewer and fewer of us out who are that vocal. You know, Dinesh D'Souza and others, and I loved having Dinesh on the show, and I think we're going to replay on a rerun here when I come up and do it. They're going to replay my interview with Dinesh D'Souza, but Sarah Palin comes on. Now, here's how it works, and I may have to carry this over into the next segment. Now, I know it because I have been a guest on Fox and MSNBC, but I was on MSNBC on J.J. Ramberg's Your Business show talking about negotiation. They invited me to come on, and I ask you to go to my website, StuTaylor.com. Just click on my interviews on the homepage with Neil Cavuto. I don't put all these on. And again, one with J.J. Ramberg, it was non-political. I know what J.J. Ramberg's politics are because I've discussed it, but let me continue this after a break because I'm foaming at the mouth. It's like a drink of water. It's the Amphiopus.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right, it's a good thing I calmed down. Laurie asked me if I was all right. Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you, Laurie. But I'm so angry about how Matt Lauer and Samantha Guthrie sabotaged, and they do this. I know what these networks do. I do know people. I have done interviews. I've worked with video people at CBS who told me, I wouldn't divulge his name. When he worked at CBS, they wouldn't, if a positive story came out about Mitt Romney, they would never allow it to be aired. That's how vicious they are. Now, I don't love Fox anymore because they moved to the left, but Fox will give you a perspective on in two different areas. And I know that when you come on these networks, if it's politics, it wasn't so much politics on MSNBC. I don't think MSNBC will have me on because of my political position. Although I just emailed Joe Scarborough again. I haven't pushed that hard to come on there. I'd like to go on that show. But I really am not pushing any television. And they ask you beforehand, and they have a discussion to tell you what the topic is. And sometimes, you know, I don't like it because I like things. It's just my nature. I like to be extemporaneous. So I'll just say, you know, what is it you want to talk about when you have me on? But I'm not looking for, I don't even want their questions. I'd rather just take them on here, which may be a little bit arrogant, but that's just my nature. And they will ask you, if you come on for politics, what is your political position? What's your political perspective? And then if you're strong enough to make a deal, I mean, I never had to negotiate a deal. I mean, they will say to you, you're the guest on the network, you'll say, I don't want to talk about this particular subject or that. I'll come on condition. So we saw it happen twice this week, and it lowered my opinion of Bill O'Reilly tremendously. When Donald Trump came on, and they had, you know, they're friends. They've gone to baseball games together, et cetera. I don't know how close their friendship is, but known each other for a lot of years, and Donald Trump asked Bill O'Reilly, I forget what it was, not to bring something up, a subject, and O'Reilly went ahead and did it. He sold out, and I've lost so much respect for Bill O'Reilly, and Donald Trump was really ticked off when he went on television, and he said, I told you not to do it, and you betrayed me on that, and O'Reilly made a joke. He says, yeah, I know it, but I just couldn't help it. You know, he made a trying to make a humorous statement. I think it's despicable. I actually give Trump a lot of credit for not saying, now I'm going to walk out on this interview. I wouldn't have thought it would have been irresponsible of him to do it. And yet he sucked it up. Hillary Clinton came on with Matt Lauer. and Savannah Guthrie, and one softball, huggy, kissy question after another. Nothing on the email scandal. Nothing. Sarah Palin came on, and they agreed beforehand because Sarah Palin was to discuss the Iowa race and said, I'll come on condition you don't discuss my family. It's 100% legitimate. And I don't blame her. She's had problems within her family. Many people have, and I could name you big names. People that you have tremendous respect for who have, I mean, you got Jeb Bush. His daughter was on drugs. I could go on. George McGovern lost a daughter from an overdose. Carly Fiorina. This isn't a matter of saying they were at fault or they weren't. That's not my point. If you come on and you say, please don't address any issues with my family, I'm referring to her son. What's his name? They got all ridiculous names. Track or something, who abused his girlfriend and was under the influence of alcohol, and it came out. You know, his daughter had a couple of illegitimate babies, and it was a raucous scene. I'm just saying that's not my affair. I have never, ever, ever said anything negative about the Obama girls. All I've said is they seem to be two lovely, well-brought-up girls. Chelsea Clinton is now old enough, and she's a vicious, blankety-blank, she is vicious. She's in the limelight. She's old enough. Bill Clinton brought up the issue on sex. He's fair game on Trump and his sexual. Hillary brought it up, rather. Bill Clinton is now working in the campaign. This is fair ground. So Matt and Savannah promise Sarah Palin they won't bring up anything on her family. And they immediately bring up her son and question her about it. And she was furious. You can Google the conversation. Good for you, Sarah Palin, except I would have, if it were me, I would have gotten up and walked out. She said, you promised you wouldn't bring it up. And he said, no, we didn't. And that was a lie they did. And they interrogated her on her son, and she had to defend him by saying, you know, a PTSD, and, you know, troops don't come back the way they left. And it's during this administration. She never, ever personally targeted Barack Obama. And Barack Obama isn't responsible for everything that's gone wrong in the world. Of course, George W. Bush was, but not Barack Obama. And I'm being facetious on one hand, I'm being sincere on the other by saying, I'm not going to blame Barack Obama for Sarah Palin's son's problem, to blame him for everything else. I'm not going to blame him for that. And they just went at her viciously. This is why, and I don't care if I go on. I don't go on very much. It's basically my choice that I'm not pursuing TV appearances, and I've had a number of them. I'm just not pursuing it. If somebody comes along, fine. But I'm not Donald Trump. My phone's not ringing off the hook. This is what the left-wing media does. However, if I went on, I don't care. They could do it. I mean, I'm not running for office. My family is a known issue. But I would get interrogated. What are your political views? And I'd say it. And if I went on MSNBC, I'd have a choice to make. Either say exactly how I feel or kind of just temper it. And now let me explain something. Because I understand real life and how it works and how the game is played, I would never compromise my position. But I also wouldn't come on MSNBC and start calling Barack Obama every name in the book. You know, it's something that you just get a feel for, or it's instinctive. So if you've got a company and you want to bring me in on PR or relationships, just go to StuTaylor.com. Now you can get that self-promoting plug-in. On that note, I bid you all a great day. See you back.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.